How do you establish whether somebody is a mamzer or not? So Rabbi Akiva was the biggest machmir. And the Gemara quotes. Rabbi Yeshevov on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes and Beis, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshevov. They usually pronounce his name Rabbi Yeshevov, but the name appears in Tanakh. Pronunciation Divrayom. Name is Yeshevov. So the Tana Rabbi Yeshevov says, let's all gather together, Bo Unitzaber, Chav Akiva ben Yosef. Let's all scream at Rabbi Akiva, Shohayim, Kol Shein La Bia Bisol, Avlad Mamza. They quote the cute word, the name of the Goen. Whenever they quote from the Vilna Gaon, it's always a cute vertel. You think the Goen was saying always Pshetach all the time. So the quote from the Goen, the Gemara says, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechaber, Ava lo mechaber rov. And if Rabbi Akiva disagrees with one of his contemporaries, so then we pass like Rabbi Akiva. But if it's Yochid V'Rabim, then we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said, let's all join together to disagree with Rabbi Akiva, so we will outvote him and we will not pass like him. It's a funny pshetl, because the pashtus is that klal, that's a klal in later generations, when they voted on all the issues, what the halacha should be, so they decided. The Poshim Pshat is they took a vote on every issue, and it turned out, the majority always passed like Rebbe Akiva when he disagreed with one contemporary. When he disagreed with Rabbim, the consensus later was that we don't pass like Rebbe Akiva. Not that that was the rule during his lifetime. During his lifetime, they said like that, Bo Netzach, let's all join together to scream at Rebbe Akiva, so we outvoted, so be halacha ki Rebbe Akiva mechaber v'lo mechaber. That's probably a pshetl. So you have Rabbi Akiva as the big machmer over here. What exactly did he say? Rabbi Akiva makes, even for Chavi Lavin, he held that the child. Rabbi Yeshua, Tesis quotes in Tana, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that only from Chavi Mises, Bezen, the Vlad is a mamzer. Even though Rabbi Yeshua agrees that Enki Tu Shem Tovsin, by Wallah Chavi Krisis, but the Vlad is not a mamzer unless it's Chavi Mises, Bezen. That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. He doesn't hold from the equation between the two. That whenever there's not Tvisa Kedushin, then the Vlad of Mamza, he doesn't hold like that. Whole Ein Kedushin Tovsin by all Chavi Krisis, but the Vlad is only Mamza by Chavi Nisis. And Rabbi Akiva and the other Chachamim, Shimon Atemani, everybody else holds from that equation. Wherever it's Ein Kedushin Tovsin, then the Vlad is Mamza. So we hold La Loche that Chavi Krisis is Ein Kedushin Tovsin by Vlad Mamza, and it's Yorek Bal Yabba. These three go together. Exactly how they go together is an important detail, but not for now. And the question is, which Chavi Lavin did Rabbi Akiva add on? Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavi Lavin are also Avlama, which one? So he has four versions among the Tanoim. There were four versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. So one version in Yevamos, that's not quoted here. One version in Yevamos is, only Chavi Lavin did share. Only Chavi Lavin where it's a relative. Not Amoni Mayovi. Layova Amoni Mayovi, that's not a Korav Mishpacha. Rabbi Akiva only disagrees with the Chachamim if it's Chavi Lavin Desher, if it's a relative, even though there's no Koreis. So then Rabbi Akiva holds that the Vlad is a Mamza. Where do you have a Chavi Lavin Desher where there's no Koreis? Which animal are we talking about? Who is it? So the Gemara said there's only one. The whole wide world, there's only one. Chalutzosoi. My brother's sister is Eshesach. My brother's wife is Eshesach. So Eshesach is an Issa Koreis. While my brother's alive, she's an Eshesish if they're still married. If my brother divorces her, she's no longer an Eshesish, but it's Koris. Where do you have that it's a Eshesach, that it's only alive? So if she was an Eshesach and she needed Chalitza or Yibam, and I chose to do Chalitza, so we learn after the Pasuk, Kocha Yosu, Laish, after you finish the whole Chalitza, so you say, so the Gemara takes the two words lo yivne, kim shalabana shuv lo yivne. It's an isa. Once you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum again. So that's a relative where there's only a lav. Chalitzosa is a relative where there's only a lav. So that's the one and only case in the whole wide world where Rabbi Akiva holds that Avlad Mamza. That's all he said. Chalitzosa. The Rambam, we learned Yivamas recently, a couple of years ago. So we learned the Rambam writes both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Pirusham Shnayis, the Chalitzos is only an Issa Derabbana. It's not an Issa Deraisa. That's only an Asmachta. Kimish Alabana Shuv Leivna. So everybody has the Rabbans to Gemara. The Gemara Beferish, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Chalitzos. Because Chavi Lavin Desher, That for sure, according to Rabbi Akiva, ain't kedushin tovsin. So the Rambam himself answers the kasha in the Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Mishnah Torah, you have a pella against the Rambam. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis there on Yevamos answers the kasha. So he says, the Gemara says that the lav kivish alabana shuvli even that the lav is a drasha gemara deraisa. That's only if you all like Rabbi Akiva. But if you all like the Chachamim, then it's only an asmachta. So that's what the Rajba asking Yevamos. Where in the Rajba had the Pirush HaMishnayis? So where in the world did he dig this one up from? Where did he get that from? So that's Rav Soloveitchik got a whole fantastic view on that Rambam, what the pshat is in the Rambam. But getting back again, there are four versions. Very strange. We're talking about Tanoim, who spoke to Rabbi Akiva. There are four versions of what Rabbi Akiva said. So the first version is the most limited. He only said in one case in the whole wide world. Well, Chalutzah says in Isa Lav Deraisa Lo Yivne Kochal Yosel Isha Shelo Yivne Speisachiv. So Gemara takes it out, those two words, Kibish Labana Shuvla Yivne, it's a lav. So Rabbi Kiva holds that if it'll Boal Chalitzasai, the Vlad will be a Mamza, and Enki Dushin Tovsin. Then the other three versions of Rabbi Kiva are not so. That's not so restricted. And not only Chai V'Lav in the Shir. So the next version was, Rabbi Kiva holds, yes, by all Chai V'Lav, let's say Ha Boal. Let's say a Jewish girl, a Moaviyah, Rus a Moaviyah, was Mutara's love of the call. Amoini v'lo Amoinis, Moavi v'lo Moaviyah. The Mutar love of the call. So let's say you have a man who's an Amoini Moavi, marries a Jewish girl. So Rabbi Akiva would say the Vlad is a Mamza. If you have a man marries by Mitzvah v'adoime, there is no difference men and women. The women are also love of the call. That Rosh is only by Amoini Moavi. Machlag Zatanaim and the Mishnah Yevamos. We paskin that the difference between men and women is only by money mayavi. It doesn't apply to mitzvah v'adomi. So let's say a couple gets married. One of them is born Jewish and the other one is a mitzvah v'adomi. So that's only a nisar essay. That's not a nisar lav. The pasuk says, Dor shlishi yovel and the kalash. So mitzvah v'adomi is only a nisar essay. It's not a nisar lav. So the first version of Rabbi Akiva is he only says Chai V'Lav and the Shera V'Lav is only one such person, the Chalutza. The next version of Rabbi Akiva, he says by all Chai V'Lav, not by Chai V'Yaseh, not by Mitzvah V'Adam is on Chai V'Yaseh, and he wouldn't say it by Chai V'Lav and the Kuhuna. Almana L'Kohen Gadol and Grusha L'Kohen Hedyo, there's a Lav, it's Chai V'Lav, but it's only Chai V'Lav and Shena Shova Bako, it only applies to the Kohanim. So that's the second version of Rabbi Akiva. The third version of Rabbi Akiva is that he holds even Chai V'Lav in the Kuhuna. A Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, or a Kohen Hedyot marries a Grusha. So the Vlad will be a Cholol, the Pasuk says. Lo Yichal Zarba will be a Cholol. A Cholol has certain restrictions. It can't be Makro Kabbonis, can't do Pidyon Ben, he's not a Kohen, he's allowed to be Metam and Amazim. He's empty rat, chol means empty rat and kedusha kuhuna, but he's muta lava bekol. So Rabbi Akiva, according to this version, would say, no, the Vlad is even a mamzer. Not only is the Vlad a cholol, but the dinim of cholol is the Vlad is a mamzer also. But by Chai V'Yaseh, he would never say it. By mitzvah v'adayim, is only in Yisrael, he would never say it. Then the fourth version was, the most chamadika version, the Rabbi Akiva even says it by Yisrael Yaseh, but not the one case where he doesn't apply his din is bula l'kain gol. Bula the Kohen Gadol is only an Iser essay, Shein Shava Bakol. So an essay, Shein Shava Bakol, that Rebbe Kiva agrees that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and the Kiddusha not Tovsin. All the four versions have one thing in common. The Rebbe Kiva never said by every single, Rebbe Yeshiva was upset, he says, every single case. So it's not true every single case. There were four versions of Rebbe Akiva, and according to all the four versions, Hatzad HaShavash HaBahem, all the four versions agree that Rebbe Akiva admits that there is one case, at least one case, at least Bula L'Kohen Gadol. Yes, Hashem Yishov HaBakol, where the Vlad is not a Mamzer. Why does he have to admit that there's any case that the Vlad is not a Mamzer? So we explained why yesterday. Because the Gemara explains it. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Seyena Li'ishtei Noshim, Ha'achas Ahuvo V'achas Nuvah. And the Gemara understands ki siyena havaya is a technical term, means tvisas kiddushin. Lutan shimen atemani. So here, isha, Shimon ben Menaisa says isha shenavu yilakayma. There's no din of loy seil isha. There's no knas. And Shimon HaTemani says, no, only an Isha she'ein bo havaya, where it's ain't kiddush and tovsan, machavi krisis, there's no knas. So why? Because it says, v'loy si'el Isha havaya. Havaya means tvisis kiddushin. So here the pasuk says, kisi'en alish, means he's not stam, he's living with the woman. He's married with the woman. It says he's married to two women. Kisi'en alish de nashim is married to two women. Achas nua, and the Gemara explains, snua ben Yisrael. Snua lefnei amokam ben Yisrael. It's against him. He married her be Yisr. But the Kiddush and Atofsin. If Rabbi Akiva would have said that Kiddush and Aneb, the Vlad is always a mamzer. Kol she'en la biya b'Yisrael, every single case where it's an Yisr biya, the Vlad is mamzer, and then Kiddush and Tofsin, because these two go hand in hand. If he would say every single case, and Kiddush and Tofsin, then you can ever have Kisiyen aliish, achas snua, snua ben Yisrael. So he has to admit that at least that there's one case. According to the fourth version of Rabbi Akiva, the Pasuk Kisiyen Elish Dei Noshim only talking about one rare case. One case in the Kol HaTorah Kula. Abula the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has two wives. The Rambam writes Kohen Gadol is never allowed to have two wives. Because he says, Chipa Bada Bad Beisa, Beisa Zuishta, and only Bais Echad V'lo Shnei Batim. So the Rambam says Kohen Gadol can never be married to two wives. So the Rabbi is Masig on the Rambam. He said there's a Beferish Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim that there was a Kohen Gadol who had two wives. So he says the Rambam is right on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol can't have two wives. He has to divorce the wife of Beferish in the beginning of Yuma. If he married to two wives, he has to get rid of one of them before he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And now the Beferish Masig on the Rabbi. But if you read that Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, it doesn't say there was a Kohen Gadol who was married to two wives. He said he read a Shidduch to someone else, two girls. Not that he, Vayasi, doesn't say Vayisa, he didn't marry two women. He married off two women to someone else, not that he was married. So it's a strange, you have this strange pasuk, Kisiyen alish de noshim, and the fellow thinks that because he's married to her, Be'isser, and the oldest child, the oldest boy, is from that woman, from the prohibited marriage, so one might have thought he's not entitled to Pishnayim, so the Pasuk Kavash Malon that he is entitled. So the whole Pasuk only goes in one rare case. The Kohen Gadol is married to two wives, which he's never allowed to do. According to the Rambam, all year long he's not supposed to have two wives. And one of the two wives is Abula, the Kohen Gadol, and Iser Esay. Therefore it's Kisiyen Elish. There is Tvisis Kiddushin. The whole Pasuk, so that's what the Gemara says. That's Pshat on the Pasuk. The Gemara says, yeah, you have no choice. Based on the way we developed Halacha, the Pasuk pushes itself into the corner. It only goes on one case. So these were the four versions of Rabbi Akiva. First version was Rabbi Akiva only says Ein Kiddushin Tovsin Ablad Mamza by Chai V'Laban D'She'er. She'er means relatives, Mishpacha. That's only Chalutza, one and only case. Second version, no. He says by all Chai V'Laban, except for Chai V'Laban D'Kuna. Third version, he says, no, by all Chai V'Laban, even Chai V'Laban D'Kuna, but not by Chai V'Esei. The fourth version was even by Yisr Esei, with the exception, there has to be some exception to the rule, because you have the Pasuk Kisiyen Elish Achas Nua. So the one and only exception to the rule is the Bula Lekohen Gadol. Yeah. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana, Shemin HaTeimoni, that whenever it's Ein Kiddush and Tovsin, then there's no Knas. So is there ever a case that there would be Knas when a man is Ma'anes, a girl who's Asura Olam, and Isha She'en Evruyaloi? The Gemara says, yeah, Bula Lekohen Gadol. He's ma'anes a girl who's a bula l'kohen gadol. The Rashi says, bula l'kohen gadol. The knas, abonis and mefata only applies if she's a nair besula. She's a bula, so there's no knas. So how can the Gemara say? So Rashi answers, she was nivolo shaloi kedarka. Nivolo shaloi kedarka is called bula l'kohen gadol. But bia shaloi kedarka is bia. But the knas of, it's a beferishi Gemara, that when you get Oynes HaMefateh, that you have to have a psula, that depends on physically. If she's still a psula, if they had Bia Shalei Kedarka, she's still called a psula, and there would still be a din of knas. Then Rashi asked another kasha, but if she was... Rashi asks another kasha, who was boiler? I mean, she was mezana with someone. What? She was married to someone? She was married to someone, and he had bia shalei kedarka, and then he died. That she's an amana, it's a lav. He gave her a get, and she's a grusha. I mean, she was never married to him. She was married, had so the, as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, he's a grusha or an amana. I mean, she was never married. She was never married. She had an affair with a single boy, with a single girl, had an affair. So it should be Paneh Habo'al Apnuya. So why isn't she called the Zayna? So Rashi says, yeah, there was one time that Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that Paneh Habo'al Apnuya, Asua Zayna, and the Zayna is an Issa Lav, not just an Issa Resi. Gemara says, Bu'ula the Kangodol is only an Issa Resi. So Rashi affects Akasha. Who is she Bu'ula from? If she was Nivula from her own husband, Shalaika Darka, then how is the Kangodol, then she's an Eishes Ish. How is there going to be Anis and Mephat? The answer is, the husband died, the husband gave her a get, then she's either a Gusha or an Almana. So the answer is no, she was Nivula Shalaika Darka as a Pnuya, not from her own husband. So Rashi says, no, Nivula as a Pnuya, Paneh Habo'al Pnuya, Asua Zayna. So Rashi says, no, we don't pass like that. And Tarmi, Yesh Kan Lav the Zayna. He says, no, Le'ashka Chan Tana Dom, Apalamna, Asua Zayna, Ale Rab Leza, Le'ashka Chasa Kabasei. That's the Loshan HaGemara. The Gemara says like that. That we don't pass like Rab Leza. We don't pass like Rab Leza. Paneh Habo'al Pnuya is Lo Asua Zayna. Yeah, what is the definition of a Zayna? What is the definition of a Zayna? So one Tana says there in Yevamos. It says here, the Bach tells you, the test on the base. One Tana says, a Zaina Kipshuta. Every week she sleeps with a different boy. Zaina Kipshuta. So the Ramam does not paskin like that. The Ramam paskin is only Nivula la Pasolo. Nivula la Akum, Nivula la Mamzer, Nivula la Evet Knaini, Nivula la Cholol, even though she's allowed to marry a Cholol. A woman is, a Israeli, even a Kohen is permitted to marry a Cholol, but still he has a shame psul. The Rambam writes, let's say the man is living with his wife, let's say a girl has an affair, and she's a Nida. It's an Issa Kari, Nida, but that's not called Nivula L'Pasala. Nivula L'Pasala means the man who is Mezana with her, he has a Chalashim Psul on him. He's an Akam Eved, Cholol, Amamzeh, something like that. So the Rambam says, Hola Marata, this din of Asor Zaino doesn't depend on whether it was Bisa or Behetah. A girl is allowed to marry a cholo, she still becomes a zayna, nivula l'pasala. And a girl is not allowed to have tashmish when she's a nida, the nisa kares, and it's not called nivula l'pasala. It all depends on whether the man has a chaloshem psul on the ish.
According to
Rabbi Lezer,
is a mima enis by definition a zona or no?
According to the Tana Rabbi Lezer, I don't remember. What does it say there?
Yeah,
I'll leave the Rabbi Lezer. Mashkach slabim and ma'enes. That what? That she won't be a zayna. She won't be a zayna. Okay, that's what he quotes from the Gemara. Okay.
Even though he's a Muslim, it's funny about Pnuya. That's not called.
He said we're doing it l'shem ishus. So that's not called a zayna. Even according to Rabbi Lezer. Okay. What? I don't hear?
No, the Rambam that said that Kohen Gadol can't marry two women, that the second wife is a lot or an essay?
I don't even know if it's an essay. Kohen Gadol has to, all year long, he has to be fit to serve on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he can't be married to two wives. I don't know. I don't think it's a lot. I would be surprised if it's even an essay. Probably it did. Kohen Gadol has to be. You have to appoint a person as Kohen Gadol who's right to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. What are you going to tell me? Every Yom Kippur is going to divorce the extra wife. So that's not normal. So we tell them all year long, don't marry. What if the girl volunteers? She's chalashing to marry the Kohen Gadol, and she knows every Yom Kippur he has to divorce her because he can't be married to two wives, and once she's divorced, she's a Grusha. You can't remarry him. Can't marry any kind. Yeah, Grusha can't marry any kind. But this. The Rambam says it's not proper. I don't know if it's an essay even. I don't know. Interesting question. What's the use? Anyway, this is Rabbi Akiva. Four versions of Rabbi Akiva. Wow. Then the Gemara points out that the Mishnah is Lapukim de Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. 10 lines in from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Eil Narish Eishlam Knas Habual Bito." If one is Ma'anis or Mafata's own daughter, so he's Chayv Misa. So then the Mishnah says, "Leidus Kam Lebi Derabmine." But if he's Boal Achosu Val Chasod Val Chasim, it's only Kareis. So the Mishnah paskins that there's no Kam Lebi Derabmine, Yesh lam knas afal pi shehen behi kareis, ein behem misis bezin. The Mishnah says the kamle, but the rabbin only applies if there's misis bezin. If there's kareis, kareis does not pata from the moment. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is the loy kerem nechunye ben akone, la pukim ben nechunye ben akone. What does he say? Chunye ben akone ha eses yame kippurim ki shabbos lit tashlumen. Well, what does it mean? Oses yame kippurim ki shabbos. So the original Mishnah is the Mishnah Baba Kama. A serve kedisha shol chaveroi b'Shabbos. I burn down the next door neighbor's barn. So if I burn it on Shabbos, it's kom lebedirabinei, so I don't have to pay, because I'm chay misa. Masheni came yom kippurim, because on yom kippur, there's no misa, there's only koris. The koris doesn't pata. So Rav Nechun yimen akone, ho yoises yom kippurim ki Shabbos, vis-a-vis that Mishnah in Baba Kama. Aserv gedisha shel chaveroi, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'yom kippur, is kom lebedirabinei. We would paskin that aserv gedisha shel chaveroi, b'yom kippur, if there was hasra, and if there's Hasra and Lamaisa, he's going to get the Malkus. One who does Malach and Yom Kippur gets Malkus. He doesn't get Misa, he gets Malkus. So there's a Machlekes HaTanaim on the next daf, whether Odom Loikim Mishalim or Edom Loikim Mishalim. So Rav Meir holds Loikim and Mishalim. The Mishnah and Malkus, the first pair. He holds that the din of Komlei, but the Rabbinah, he only says in Chumash that Misa patas from Mammon. He never says anywhere that Malkus patas from Mammon. We don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass in Edom Loikim and Mishalim. So what do we do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Hasarv gedishah shal chaver b'Shabbos hotter, Hashem came b'yom kippurim is chayiv." Why is it chayiv? If he gets malchus, so then he's potter. The answer is there are no edim hasor. He's not going to get the malchus. So why is it kamlei b'derabinei by Shabbos if he's not getting the miso? So the answer is Tosef quotes from the Gemara Lamed Hey Med Aleph. Tana de Bechizkiya. Who's Tana de Bechizkiya? This Tana de Bechizkiya is a prominent person. Yehuda Bechizkiya were the two. Rav Chiya was a student of Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So Rav Chiya's wife had two sets of twins, and then she wanted to practice birth control. It was too difficult for her to have twins all the time. So she was afraid. The Gemara says she was afraid to ask her husband; he would kill her. So she dressed up as if she was someone else, and he gave her a heta. Because she's having pain. She already had two sons and two daughters. So Chizkiya was one of the twin boys. Yehuda and Chizkiya were the two twin sons of Rav Chiya. So Tosafot says, Rav Chiya's Tosafot, called Brisa de la Misanya be Rav Chiya Raboshia lo misvinim in Eta Yufta. You can't ask a kasha from a Brisa if it wasn't endorsed by Rav Chiya Raboshia. Maybe the Brisa is Mishabeshta. Maybe it's full of mistakes. But Rav Chiya and Rav Moshe, these were the people who checked through all the prices, and their prices were reliable. So Rav Chiya's son was also careful like his father. So that's what Tosafot says. This Tana de Bechizkiya, the Gemara assumes everybody has to hold from Tana de Bechizkiya. Tosafot proves on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Mika Laman Diyoma, does anybody disagree with Tana de Bechizkiya? Tosafot says, sure. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. There is a Tana, Rav Chaga, who disagrees with Tana Bechizkiya. But Tosafot says, yeah, the Gemara means, but we paskin like Tana Bechizkiya. Because Chizkiya was the son of Rav Chiya. The father was so careful in figuring out which prices are reliable. So Chizkiya was also. So what did he say, the Tana Bechizkiya, this one? The Komlei where the Rav Mine applies, Bein Meshoigig, Bein Amezid. Even if he's Machal Shabbos Beshoigig, he still say Komlei where the Rav Mine. So we had a Machlekes, went on for a long time, Machlekes Abyechon and Reish Lokesh. This idea, Tana de Bechizkiya. And we paskin against Rav Meir. Meir holds Adam Loike and Mishalim. Loikim and Misham does not come Levi de Rav Minei. Malkus doesn't part the mom. And we don't accept Rav Meir Shita. We paskin Malkus does part the mom. So we have two psukim of come Levi de Rav Minei. Misa patas from mom. And where's that posik? That posik in Mishpatim by Demei Velotis. Demei Velotis. Everything you have to have a name. Oinis, Mafata, Moiti Shemra, Demei Velotis. The Parsha has a name. Shloish Mishalevin. Koifer. I don't know what the title is. So the Mevelotis is a parasha, ki notza anashim anakri yishar, viyotza yiladeha. So it says, lo ye'asan, the fetus died. Lo ye'asan means if the mother didn't die, onish ye'onish kashi yosha salabalo isha, he pays the Mevelotis. Masan ye'eh, then he doesn't pay. So you see from the pasuk that there's an institution of komlei with the rabbinate. If masan ye'eh, then you don't pay. Manasata nevish tachas nevish. That's the question, what that means. How do you translate now? So we'll get to that later. But that's the mocker for Kamlevi the Rabbinate that Misa Pat is from Mammon. Where's the mocha that we don't accept Rav Meir Shita, that we pass on even Malkus Patas from Momin? So that's the pasuk. V'on Shosa K'dei V'Shosa. It says, if the Bezin ascertains, how does it say, the Hitzdikos HaTzadik V'Shivos HaRosha, V'Hoyon Birakos HaRosha, if the Bezin establishes someone as a Rosha, and then they determine, because he's a Rosha, he gets Malkus, which Rosha gets Malkus? Well, the Rosha Omar Loma Sakra Yecha. How do you say? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Loma Sakra Yecha. I mean, if I'm about to hit someone, I'm a Rosha, so the Bezin has a right to give me Malkus, which Rosha gets Malkus? Anyone who's a Rosha. The Gemara has, Nikra Rasha. Everyone is a Rasha. There are a lot of Rishoim in the world. Which Rasha gets Malkus? How do you know which Avera gets Malkus? The Gemara says in Chumish Dvarim we darshan smuchim. In Kol HaTorah we only darshan hekesh. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, you assume that there's a connection between the two. In Chumish Dvarim, not only they darshan hekesh two dinim in the same pasuk, you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim, you also darshan. So there are many, many famous drushes. It is one of the many famous drushes that all the Tanoim agree. Who gets Malkus? Whoever violates an Aver, Dumir, the Lab, the Chasima, the Lab of Lasachsim Shabbadisha, because that Pasuk, Lasachsim Shabbadisha, appears right next to the Pasuk, Vahoyon Bin HaKois HaRosh. So that Pasuk says, when the Bezin establishes someone as a Rosha, Rosha Dumir, the Lab, the Chasima, then it says, they give him Malkus, Kidei Rishosai. So the Gemara understand, Tanoim understood. Rav Meir did not understand it like that, but the Tanoim felt, and that's how we accept La Locha, Kidei Rishosai, only Mishum Rishachas Atamachayvi Mishum Shtei Rishias. If you have Malkus and Mammon, you don't give them both the Malkus and make him pay the Mammon. We assume that it means you give him the Malkus, Voyon Bin Akosa Rasha, Kedei Rishasa, you give him the Malkus and you don't make him pay the Mammon. That's the Posh of Pshat and Posh. The Gemara had one opinion, Fakir, that when you have Malkus and Mammon, you make him pay the Mammon and you don't give him the Malkus. But we don't accept that opinion. The simple reading of the Drasha, Vayom Dira Kaisa Rasha, Pila Shah, we call the fun of you, give him the Malkus, Kedei Rishasa, Mishim Rishah, Hasat and Machavi, Hat and Machavi, Mishim Shtei Rishias. So you have two forms the way we pass Malach against Ramei. You have two forms of Kom Levi Dirab Minei. Misa patas from Mammon is the posuk in Mishpatim by Parshas Megillotis, and Malkus patas from Mammon is the Parshin Chumash Dvarim. And then you have this Tana de Bechizkiah, the Lechilakta bin Shagig Lemezid. So the question is, does Tana de Bechizkiah only apply to Misa and Mammon, or does it even apply to Malkus and Mammon? The Gemara says that was a Machleg Zabiech and a Reish Lakish. Whenever you have a Machleg Zabiech and a Reish Lakish, how do we paskin? So the Gemara has a klal in Yevomis. In the later generations, they took a vote on everything. When they were Omdel Minyan, it turned out that Ruba, the Ruba of the times, they passed like Rabbi Yechon against Reish Lakish. There were only three cases where Reish Lakish's opinion was accepted. The same thing, Pashab Shatta Abai Verover. Pashab Shatta in the later generations, when they were voting, had a Paschal Halacha. So Ruba, the Ruba, they passed like Rabbi, except for the six cases of Yal Kigam, that they passed like Abai. Some want to say that the Yal Kigam was established already during the lifetime of Abai Verov. Very questionable whether that's so. Marsha has like that. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells this story. The like in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, like in the shurim here in the yeshiva, the Talmidim vie with each other. So the Talmidim telling new students, come to my Rebbe Yeshiva, don't go to the other Yeshiva. Go to that yeshiva, go to this yeshiva. This yeshiva is better. So the Talmidim were telling, the Talmidim of Rava were telling those who wanted to learn about Abaye, instead of going learning by Abaye, and you're going to eat bones, Adagarmi, so Garmi are bones, by Abaye, come to Rava's yeshiva, and you'll eat Bisra Mena, by Rava. So some understand the Gemara to mean that the food was better at Rava's yeshiva. Pasha Pshat, it doesn't mean the food was better. Pasha Pshat, I don't think it means like that. The food was better in the cafeteria in Rava's yeshiva. It means that Rava has fat Torahs. Rava has real good Torah. And Abai's Torah is like a dry bone. But the Marsha says on that Gemara that the word, the garmisu garmi, instead of chewing bones, garmi is bones, is the gematria of Yal Kigam. That's what they said. What are you going to learn by? All he has to offer is Yal Kigam. Rava has Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Marsha understood in the Gemara. Some Rishonim say like that Yalkagam was already established during the lifetime of Abai Barav. It's very questionable. Pashta says that all of these Kalolim were established in later generations.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says whenever there's a dispute between Abiyachim and Shlokish, we always Rabba says in Yibam is Daf Lamed Vav, we always pass from like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases, and it's there in Yibam is Daf Lamed Vav. That's one of the three cases. There are three cases. Yeah. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan that Tana de Bechizkiya only applies the Chilakta ben Shogeg LeMezid only applies to Misa and Mammon, but Malkus and Mammon does not apply. The Shaila is according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. He holds that even Kores Patas from Mammon, Kores Patas from Mammon. So what if he violated these Kores B'Shogeg? Tana de Bechizkiya doesn't apply to Malkus. That's the Machlek Zab Yechanan and Shlokish, and the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that Tanu Bechiske only applies to Misa Mammon, doesn't apply to Malkus Mammon. But maybe Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, says Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, that Kores Patas from Mammon, in the same way that Misa Patas from Mammon. So maybe just like Misa Patas from Mammon, Bei Meshogeg, Bei Memezid. So maybe Kores should also Pata Bei Meshogeg, Bei Memezid. So that's the premise of the Tosfos that we were talking about yesterday, Laman Amid Beis. Zar Shachal Chuma Labayi Pata. Tosfos assumes that they were Pashut. They don't even bother to, they don't bat an eyelash. They're assuming such a Dava Pashut. That Torah de Bechizkiya applies to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. So even if a person violated Kores, the Shogeg, it would also be covered with Kam Levi de Rabbini. And other Rishonim disagree. It's Machlag Zabalamar and Ramban. Other Rishonim say no, it only Tana Bechizki only applies to Misa and Mammon. Just like it doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon, so too it does not apply to Kores and Mammon. But Taisus assumes a double poshet that it should apply, and then he came up with a whole fantastic Shtikl Torah, unbelievable opinion, that there's a third category of Tashlumin, and it's called Kapara, with all the 6, 7, 8 Nafkaminas that we had yesterday. The Balei HaTosfos did a job over here. They constructed a whole binyan over here. And then others picked apart the Rashi Mishnayos Trumas, picked apart that he didn't agree with that, and others don't agree with this. But Tosfos came up with this fantastic binyan. Yeah. What do you say? What if you have Misa B'dei Shamayim and Mammon also come Levi D'Rabbinei? Lefi Halacha, there's only Malkus Patas from Mammon and Misa Patas from Mammon. But the Shal is within Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that he holds Ha'ayisus Yom HaKippurim Kishab, just like Sarva Kedisha Shol Chaveiro. V'Shabbos is Kam Levi the Rabbani doesn't pay. Sotar Sarva Kedisha Shol Chaveiro B'Yom Kippur also doesn't pay. So what would Rav Nechunya ben Akana say with Misa B'dei Shamayim Patas from Mammon? The Gemara says that seems to be the difference between Abai V'Rabbi. Because Abai V'Rabbi quoted, each one quoted a different pasuk to explain what the mocker of Rav Nechunya ben Akana was. So Abai quoted the pasuk. Abai says you have it like a gzera shava, so to speak. It says, "Im asin yia, im lo yasin." How does it say? "Im lo yasin, onish yonish." Then he pays the mevelonis. "Im asin yia," then you don't pay the mevelonis. So the word "asin" appears over there in connection with a rotzeach. That if you do Ritzicha, Chiyah Misa, so it patters you from Tashlum Imam. And it says, Asan, by another case, which is talking about Misa B'dei Shamayim. Which is the case that's talking about Misa B'dei Shamayim? When Yaakov Avinu sent the brothers down to Egypt, so he was afraid to send Binyamin, the Koro Asan Badorach. He loved all of his children, but Yosef was missing, and his favorite wife from all the four wives was Rachel. And the only surviving child, he didn't know that Yosef was still, the only surviving child from his most beloved wife, Rachel, was Binyamin. So he was afraid to send Binyamin, Panya Kren, or Osam Bader. What do you mean? An accident? An accident can happen in the house also? He can fall down the stairs and get killed? And get run over by a camel? An accident can happen anywhere. So what do you mean, Panya Kren? So the Chazal say, Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakona, going on a highway, all the highways are Mecheska Sakona. And they add on, "V'hasotan mekatreg b'shas ha'sakon." If a person did an avera, he deserves an oinish. So the sotan will be mekatreg more readily b'shas ha'sakon, and then shalom b'shas ha'sakon. They're going to stay home. There's no sakon at home. When you're going on a highway, kol adrach mecheska sakon. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid. That's what the Netziv points out. Sivan is beer on the Shiltas points out. The Chazal understood the Pasuk, not Penya Ken Ros Maderach. I'm afraid Binyamin will get killed and then I'll be left with no wife, no children for my most beloved wife, Rachel. No. He's afraid Binyamin will go on the highway. Maybe Binyamin violated an aver for which he deserves Misa B'der Shemaim. So Penya Ken Ros Maderach. The Satan may succeed in killing Binyamin for some avera that he did, for which he deserves Misa B'dei Shamayim. So you see that the word Osan appears in connection with Misa B'dei Shamayim, just like it appears in connection with Ritzach. It's talking about Ritzicha. So according to Abaye, Osan, he doesn't talk about Koris. He understands Penya Kren Ros Madarach means the Satan will be mekatrik to punish him with a Misa B'dei Shamayim. So according to Abaye, Rabbi Nachum Ben Akana would say, come live with the Rabbi, not only Koris Patas Mamon, even Misa B'dei Shamayim also Patas Mamon. But according to Rava, that the Mokker is a different one, M'halami Alimoha Eseinem Rishahu, when the Satan is punished with Rishahu, so he says, where's the Pasuk? Here it is, on Lamed Amid Beis, and 10 lines from the top, where it says, Vayikra. Equal what? Chapter Chav. Mahalemi Alimo Amorit Hesanem and Isha. If they won't give him the Oynish Misa that he deserves for Mavid Bran Vital Amorel, Samte Anias Ponebu Isha Huv Mishpach the Vichrati Oso. What do you see? The Chumash tells us Amor Torah Kerishali Kemisa Shalachem. So if that's the mocker, Kerishali Kemisa Shalachem, so it's only by Kerish. You have no mocker to say that even Misa B'Deshamayim would also make a Kamlei B'Deramini. So that's what the Gemara says. That'll be the Nafkamina. Between Abaye and Rabbi, Ike Benai is Ashochal Truma. Zar means a non-coin who eats Truma. If you do it, the Mezid is Misa B'dei Shemayim. So let's say Zar Shochal Truma, and he ripped someone else's begodim at the same time. Beidna, you only say Kamlo with the Rabbi. If it's Beidna, Bavasacha, so he's Mazik at the same time that he's eating someone's Truma. So according to Abaye, that would be Kamlo with the Rabbi, like the Fi Rabbi Nachuni Ben Akana. We don't pass like Rabbi Nachuni Ben Akana. But within Rav Nachum Ben Akana, Rabbi says even Rav Nachum Ben Akana wouldn't go so far. He only said that Koris Patas from Mammon, Misa B'dei Shemayim were not Patas from Mammon. Yeah. Then the Gemara discusses this topic of Kom Levi D'Rabbine is only if it's B'yidna. If the Chi of Mammon preceded the Chi of Misa, then you don't say Kom Levi D'Rabbine. The Gemara says, Omer Avchizda, right in the middle of Laman on the days, Omer Avchizda, the line begins with the word V'ha'omer Avchizda, the three words, V'ha'omer Avchizda. Mo'ede Rav Nachum Ben Akana begoin of Chelev. If you eat Chelev, there's Kores. So Avchizda is not kriching, he's not getting involved in the Machlokes Abaye V'Rava, whether Rav Nachum Ben Akana would say Misa B'dei Shemayim should patur or not. He gives you a case of Chelev. Chelev has Kores. So if I steal someone else's Chelev and I eat it, so when I stole the Chelev, I'm already a ganav, I'm chayv b'yonsin. Then when I eat it, then I become chayv Koris. So the Koris, it's not B'yidna, the Chiyav Mammon preceded. The Chiyav Koris followed later. It's not at the same time. So the Gemara says, Shekhan is chayv, the Gnev, the Kodim, Shiyavoy, the day is a Chelev, so that's not B'yidna. You need B'yidna. Yeah. This requirement of B'yidna, what if it would be the reverse? What if the Chiyav Misa preceded? Let's say I smoke a cigar on Shabbos, Parshas Noach, and for the rest of my life, I smash people's property, I steal, I don't have to pay a penny, because I have a Chiyav Misa hanging over my head. Do you say B'yidna, they have to be, the Chiyav Mam, the Chiyav Misa have to be simultaneous, or the Gemara just meant to the exclusion of the other direction, if the Chiyav Mam preceded the Chiyav Misa, then the Chiyav Misa from later does not cancel the Chiyav Mam, but if the Chiyav Misa preceded the Chiyav Mam, then it patters from the rest for the rest of his life. He never has to pay. So that's a machlokes the Shach and Niktzos. The Shach writes the funny way. And Choshem Mishpat, the end of Choshem Mishpat, the Shach got tired from it. You see, in the beginning of Choshem Mishpat, he has long Shachs, very long, he discusses it all over. The end of Choshem Mishpat, they're very short. So he probably, he died at a very young age, no? Shach died very young. So he partially didn't have time to write anything. So, Bahashkafer Rishayna, so the Shach wrote, that you need B'yidna only to the exclusion of this case. If the Chiyav Mammon preceded the Chiyav Misa, then the Chiyav Misa from later doesn't knock off the Chiyav Mammon. But if the Chiyav Misa preceded the Chiyav Mammon, it will become Levi D'Rabbi for the rest of his life. So the Ktzos disagrees, says, it's a Beferish and Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Erechim. It says, Hayotze Lehorik. a guy murdered someone, and the Bez makes a Gemar Din Lemisa. Now they're taking him to the gallows. They're going to go give him Saif, whatever. Etzech gets Saif. So they're going to chop his head off. Hayotze the Harg is on his way to get the Mises Bez and Chutzla Shaldash Machnas. You don't give the Mises Bez in the city, you give me Chutzla here, and then he's smashing people's property. So the Mishnah says he's Chayef to pay. We're going to collect the, we're going to give him the death penalty in another half hour. We'll collect from his estate, from his Yerusha. But if he leaves real estate, he leaves Karka, so there'll be Sheba and the Chosm on the Karka, and we'll be able to collect from the Yerusha. So that's a Beferish and Mishnah. So according to the Shach, why don't you say, since he did the Ritzich already before, he did the Chil Shabbos, Baal HaShishish, whatever he did, so he already has the Chiyuv Misa hanging over his head, so he should pater him from the Chiyuv Mamah for the rest of his life. So if you want to, you can really defend the Shach. You can stand on your head. The Pashto says, I think Tzoyis is right. The Biyidna, Biyidna has to be Bevasa. If you want to defend the Shach, there's room to say, Shach only meant to say, if the fella does the Chiyuv Misa first, then for the rest of his life, he's pater from Mamah, until Bezn makes a Gemar Din L'Misa. Once I make a Gemar Din L'Misa, it's considered as if he's already a Gavrik Tila. For Ha-Horgo ain't a Neragolov. If there's a dead body and I shoot him in the heart, I cut out his heart, he's dead already. That's Bizoy Lameis, Nibel Lameis. But if he's dead already, then I cut him up into little pieces. I didn't do an act of Ritzicha. So the Mishnah has a din in Sanhedrin. If a person is Nigma Dina Lemisa, then he had an enemy who always hated him, who always wanted to kill him. And now, Khan Matsubachoy, Makam Ligvis says Chaybay, said now Bezin Paskin is Chay Misa. So this guy goes and he shoots him. He didn't shoot him, L'shem Mitzvahs, Aruge Mises Bezin. He shoots him because he hates him. He's angry at him for some reason or not. So the Gemara says, if you kill him after Gemar Din, then you're not Chayv, because after the Gemar Din, he's Gavrik Tila Kota. So one could perhaps answer the Shach and say the Shach only meant, if he does the Chiyuv Misa first, this paters him from Mammon for the rest of his life, until Bezin kills him, until Bezin makes a Gemar Din L'misa. Once Bez makes him a Gemar Din L'misa, he's a Gavrik Tila already. But he's only a Gavrik Tila. Let's say Bez makes a Gemar Din L'misa and he's sitting in prison, they're going to give him the Misa. Is he Mechuyiv to Davin Mincha? Is he Mechuyiv to Lake Tefillin that day? And they give him a sandwich to eat. He's hungry, he gives him a sandwich. Does he have to wash? Does he have to say Birchas HaMazon? Yes, you don't say Mesim Chavshim. You don't say he's a Gavrik Tila, he's part of Mikol HaMitzvos. Or let's say he's Mezana with a woman, Mezana with an Eish HaSish in prison. So would they say, Mishamish Meis, he's dead, he's a Gavrik Tila. Gemara had a Havamina like that. Gemara says, no, that's not called Mishamish Meis. He's only a Gavrik Tila, but he gets a very few halachas. Rav Velvela Soloveitchik has an essay in a safe on the Rambam. How many halachas? You can count them on the fingers of one hand, and you're still going to have left over a couple of fingers. There aren't there. Two dinim, three dinim, there aren't too many dinim where you say that after the Gemara Din is a Gavrik Tila. So it could well be that that's the answer to the Shach. It could be Pashto says the Shach is wrong. Pashto says like the
Ktzais. How does that help? What did that change? The fact that you make him a Gavrik Tila, what does that change whether or not he's
high? So it's considered as if the Einish was already taken care of, so he no longer has that over his head. Kozmani, if he did the Aver and Bezin didn't make a Gemara Din Lemisa yet, so I consider that all be Yidna. He has the Chiyuv Misa hanging over his head. So whatever Hesek is going to do, Chiyuv Misa patters it. But if the Bezin already made the Gemar Din, it's very not mistaber. You can stand on your head and defend the Shach. Pashto says, I think, like this says.
So
it's
Mechal Shabbos and it takes you a few years to do the secure. The witness is whatever, everything he owes every Hesek between now and whenever the Gemar Din for 3 years is just waiting to find out the Mefreya whether he's going to get a Pesach Din L'Misa or not.
No, it's not talking about it. It's machlekes the Shach and the Ktzais. Shach says he's potter, and the Ktzais says that he's chayv.
No, maybe based on all maybe 3 years from now, after they ask all the witnesses and figure out exactly what happened, based on they'll determine that he's really not chayv to sprinkle on Shabbos. So he's so afraid. He never had.
Okay.
This whole time in between, he's just in limbo. You don't.
Okay, according to the Shach, you'll have to say like that. Shach holds that it doesn't have to be Biyidna Mamish. If the Chiyuv Misa precedes, then it patters from everything that follows later. So the Bezin will have to ascertain. Maybe he never did a Chiyuv Misa.
You say by Rodeh that there's a couple of Rebbe Binei that now Rodeh has a din of Kippur Gedilah from the Rashba and the Rekam.
Yeah.
Yeah, then but then Rav Heber Katila, and yet you still apply to their own in it. When he sees the Kabu Shalat.
Right.
He's fought around the Gaddish because he's a Rodin.
Yeah.
Even though he has a Din, a Rodin has a Din Rav Katila.
Yeah, yeah. But the Mishnah says that Hayatzi Leharg Vehizik is Chayiv. The Mishnah says Hayatzi Leharg is a Gabrik Tila, and if he's Mazik, then he is Chayiv to pay.
But the
Rashba is saying he's in the middle of the Redifa. He's in the middle of the Difa. That's Biyidna. If he's in the middle of doing the Redifa, the fire is going to burn down the house. So he's still in the middle of the Redifa now, so then it's Biyidna. But if he's no longer doing the Redifa, then the Rashba will also agree. Just because the person is a Gabrik Tila doesn't part them from the moment. That's the Mishnah. So Yetzelehar Gvichavon Bachaveira is Chayiv to pay. Yeah, yeah.
When will the Shach say the Tana said that Arba Mito is Batu, but Din Arba Mito is Batu? Is it Faitin Shalmala going to give him a Kamar Din? How do we pass in the Asif for the Shach?
The Zman HaZeh, the Prima Gadim says that there still is a din of Kam Lebidran based on Torah de Bechizkiel.
So the Shach will say the Zman HaZeh, since there's no basis to give him a Gemar Din, he'll be cluttered forever?
Yeah, that's what the Shach says. Once the guy's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, he turns on one light after Bar Mitzvah, B'Shegeg on Shabbos, he's putter from everything the rest of his life. He can go damage people, he won't have to pay a penny.
Maybe.
Not allowed to, but if he does it, it'll be put there from paying. And the Mestama we would pass like the Tzais.
Maybe the Gemara says Din Arba Mito Lo Batu, that could be
Gemara
Din Shamayim. Why should we assume
that? But Din Shamayim is Rav Nechunya Merakana's stories. He knows what's happening in heaven. He was a big Baal Kabbalah, Nechunya Merakana. He knows what's going on in heaven. There's no one else. We don't know all that Kabbalah. So we don't hold from the Kamblai with the Rabbi, but Din Shamayim, the chorus of the Misa B'dei Shemaim doesn't pata. Only Misa's Bezen patas. We don't pass my Karam Nechunyim and Akana. Okay. So that... the problem is that the Meiri says like the Shach. The Shach is a difficult Shach. Okay, the end of Chav Shemesh, but very short. He didn't complete the essays there. But the Meiri... The Miri writes like those. I should. A lot of difficult Miris. Okay. It's another difficult Miri. Fine. So the klal is that you have to have Biyidna. You always need Biyidna. You always need Biyidna. We have such a similar din, Biyidna. But to get to the din of Esa Dechal Esesay. Esa is only Dechal Esesay if it's Biyidna. If I'm going to do an Avera first, then I'm going to do the mitzvah later. You don't say, I already did the Avera. So you can't say that I'm going to do the mitzvah tomorrow, that'll undo the Avera that I did today. It has to be Bevasach, as Biyidna. Esedachla says only Biyidna. So what if it will be the reverse? What if I do the mitzvah first? And doing the mitzvah first will require of me to do an Avera later. Is that called, according to the Shach, that's Biyidna for Kamlai Bidurah? Would that be Biyidna by a by Esedech Eloi Sesei also, if you hold like the Shach, so it could be that it's 2 days in Tosis in Pesachim. The Pashtus is like the Tzais, both by Esedech Eloi Sesei and by Biyidna, but it has to be Biyidna Mamash. Yeah. The question we raised was, there's another halacha which depends on the Vasach. We have a klal Einis Achal Aliser, with a couple exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule that everybody agrees to is Issa Basachas. If the two Yisur Machal simultaneously, then everyone agrees. How can you say any Sechal Alisa? Which one came first? Who came first? Who came second? They're both Chal simultaneously. If the first one was Chal first, then it's already Sovale Yisur, Sovale Tuma. So the second Issa can't be Chal on top of the first thing. But they're both Chal simultaneously, then everyone should agree that Issa Chal Alisa. Issa Maisif, Issa Kailo, that's Machlekes HaTanayim. But Issa Basachas, all the Tanayim agree. So we had a Gemara in Yevomis around Af Lamed Dalet or so, where the Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet, where the Gemara talks about a Kohen who's Tomei and he's a Balmum and he's Makar of Karbonis. So which happened first? Did he become Tomei first and then he became a Balmum, or did he become a Balmum first and then he became Tomei? So whichever one came first, one Tana would say, Eini sechal alisa. If he's going to do the avoid, then the Beis HaMikdash, there's a lav that a Tomei is not allowed to be makir karbonis, and there's a lav that a Balmum is not allowed to be makir karbonis. But if he became Tomei first, so one Tana would say, he's only loike because of Tomei. If he became a Balmum first, and then he became Tomei later, so then we would say he's only loike because of Balmum. What if they happened simultaneously, became Tomei, became a Balmum at the same time? Isa Basachas said, both chal. So the Gemara gives an example. How do you have Isa Basachas? The coin was Tohor, and then accidentally there was a very sharp knife, and he cut half of his finger off on the knife. He's missing half a finger. So it became a Balmum, and it became Tomei simultaneously. When he touched the knife, it became Tomei, and then right away it cut off his finger. So Tosis asks, but it's not simultaneously. The second you touch the knife like this, it's already, you're already mekabel tumah. And then it takes a split second till the knife cuts off your finger. But first the knife touched your finger. So logically, it's not bevasachas, it's bezachazeh. So Tosis and the Tosis Shonim there on that Gemara right, it's such a small amount of time between, it's such a sharp knife. He put his finger quickly, So fast, it's considered bevasachas, even though we know it's not actually bevasachas. So what's the time factor over here? So we said, over there, there's a Gemara in the end of Nedarim, a very strange Gemara. The Gemara says, when a relative dies, so the surviving relatives find out about it, have to read Kriya. So the Gemara has a case, the Gemara has in the end of Nedarim, some of the details about Tuch Kedei Dibur. A person takes a neder or a shvud, then he backs out Tuch Kedei Dibur. Turkide Dibur, he backs out. A person makes a kinyan, then he backs out Turkide Dibur. He gives a matana, he backs out Turkide Dibur. Doesn't mind. Whatever he does something, and he backs out Turkide Dibur. So if he eats chazer and he backs out Turkide Dibur, he ate the chazer already. Well, what is it? He backs out the Turkide Dibur. Guys, Machal Shabbos, he backs out Turkide Dibur. So I found. The Megadef thing, Mar says, he's Megadef as Hashem, then he backs out. He did the Averis, he's Chayv Israel. What do you mean he backs out Turkide Dibur? So the Gemara has a funny lotion. And then a couple of other cases. So the Gemara gives an example of Turk de Dibur Kidibur Domi, not about backing out. Gemara says he goes to visit a relative who's deathly sick in the hospital, comes to the hospital, and he sees and he thinks the relative is dead already. He gets the impression he's not breathing, and he rips Kriya to the exit. Then the relative turns over and drops dead afterwards. So he realizes he ripped Kriya while the relative was still alive, but it turns out that his ripping Kriya was Turkei Deidibur within the death of the relative who died within Turkei Deidibur after he ripped Kriya. So the Gemara says, you're Yoytze. So you see from the Gemara, Achidish, that Turkei Deidibur is considered the Basachas. You can't say Turkei Deidibur, Kedibur Dami, so it's considered as if he ripped Kriya after he died. That's not true. He ripped Kriya before he died. But since Turkei Deidibur Kedibur Dami is at such a small amount of time, so the halacha doesn't consider that amount of time. If it's less than that split second of Turkei Deidibur, it's considered as if it's Bavasachas. And if you have Yerib Kriya Bavasachas with the Misa of the relative, with the death of the relative, so you're Yoytz. So would that be the same over here? By Yesed Dechol Aseset Biyidno, and by Kamle with the Rabbinay Biyidno. That's why we didn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, someone puts the food in my mouth. Let's say I'm kind of with the Kenyan Yad. That's what Tosis writes. And Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Tosis writes, the boy gochen the ochel. So Tosis says, somebody puts a gumdrop in my mouth, and I want to be kind of it. So that's a Kenyan Yad. Kenyan Yad is not only the hand. If you put it in my mouth, there's also a Kenyan Yad. Any part of my body is a Kenyan Yad. Tosis presents it as if Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi seems to disagree. Sapela de Rashi. Rashi seems to disagree even Kenyan Yad. Rashi says if he picks it up and it's within three tvachim to the ground, if he picks it up, Rashi shita, there's a Kenyan Hagbo. So there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos where the Kenyan Hagbo needs Gimel Tvachim or one tefil. So Rashi says, Rashi always writes, you need Gimel Tvachim for Hagbo. Because of lavud, if I pick it up less than gimel tvachim, it's considered as if it's lavud, as if it's still on the ground. Tyson said lavud doesn't have to do. Lavud is a din of mechitzes. Lavud is a din of schach and the schach and the tfanis and ilchus Shabbos. You have to have a floor for the rishus ayachid. Lavud is a din of mechitzes. The Gemara says shiur and chatzitza mechitzan halachal moshe misinai. The Gemara says, what aspect of mechitzin, of mechitzis is halacha mashim? The Gemara says, lovud. So you see, lovud is a din in hilchas mechitz. The Rashi holds not, so Rashi holds that lovud is a din even in hakbor. Either is a beferishi Gemara in the Erevin that says, when you make an Erev and you mezaka for others, the original din of zochem liyad mishloach b'fanav appears in the Mishnah in Erevin. When you want to make an Eruv Chatzeris, so all the people in the area would be allowed to carry, so strictly speaking, you should really tell each Shomer Shabbos family they should come and leave a matzah, a pas shlema, either matzah or challah in the shul. So you have 5,000 people in the neighborhood, within the Erev, so each person has to bring, you have to have a bag that's gigantic. How can you put all the matzah, all the challahs in one bag? So we don't want to make such a tircha. So we streamline it. So we say some person should go to the store, buy a box of matzahs, buy two boxes of matzahs, then give it to someone else. Jewish people, one is giving, one is taking, should be Jewish. And you say, Zochel Adam Shlei B'Fanav. He picks it up and he says, I'm kind of shutvis in the matzahs for all the Shomer Shabbos who live in the neighborhood. That's what I do when I make the Erev Chatzeres for the building. I ring on the bell of the next door neighbor and I say, please pick up the box of matzahs at Tefach. And be kind of shutvis. All the Shomer Shabbos who live here. Now I've got to move in until next Pesach. Until next Pesach, the matzahs will be eaten up already. So whenever we eat up the matzahs, so then we start. Whenever anybody forgot to buy challahs for Shabbos, so we give them the matzahs, then we have to make again a new Erev. So the original mocker in the Mishnah for Zochel Adam Shlei B'Fanav is an Erevin. It says Zochel Adam Shlei B'Fanav. You can give the matzahs to the person, he picks it up. So the Gemara says when he picks it up to be kind of shut for all the others, he picks it up to Tefach. So how can Rashi, Tosfos says, how can Rashi say that a kinyan hag requires gimel tefachim if the Gemara said beferish that tefach is enough? So one could have answered Rashi. So Tosfos answers Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos holds that he's wrong, that you don't need three tefachim. Tosfos proves from that Gemara tefach is enough. But Tosfos says Rashi will answer that since the whole need for eruv v'chatzeres is only with the rabbanon, the whole need, the kinyan is a real kinyan deraisa, but the whole need for the shutfis and the matzahs, it's only because of Takana Shlomo HaMelech, because of Eruv HaTzeres. So there they were makel that Hagbot Tefach is enough. So very strange kulam. Hagbot Tefach is a according to Rashi, Hagbot is a din and call it Tarakula. Kinyan Hagbot needs Gimel Tefach. Why should he be makel over here? A better answer would have been, but we don't pass him like this, Lach, a better answer would have been, the Magen Mishnah quotes Ushita Sagoenen. When the Gemara says you pick it up at Tefach, it doesn't go when he's making a Kinyan Hagbot. Rashi will insist that you have to pick it out Gimel Tvachim to make a Kinyan Hagbah. The Gemara says when you make it, let's say you want to make an Eruv Chatzeres. So you have, you collected all the matzahs and all the challahs, it's all on the table. So is it necessary to pick up the bowl with all the matzahs? You just say with this Eruv Behadein Eruv, it's mutter for us to carry. Let's say you want to make an Eruv Tavshilin. So here in Broyers they have a minig when they, let's say on the Wednesday afternoon after they daven Mincha, Yontif with Thursday and Friday, so you need an Erev Tavshilin. So Wednesday afternoon, after Mincha, there's a half minute left till they're going to start Baruch Hu for Ma'ariv. So the Gabbai announces, Erev Tavshilin. What does it help Erev Tavshilin? He's in shul. What? He's going to run home. They don't give you, they give you half a minute. Who can run home in half a minute? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to run home. The guy's in shul, he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. He says, oh, all the challahs that my wife baked, or the box of matzahs that we have on the table, and all the fish that she cooked, all the gefilte fish, and all the flesh that she cooked, everything should be the Erev Tavshilin, should allow us. He doesn't have to pick it up. He doesn't have to be in the same house. He can sit in shul. And he says, all the cooked food and everything that we have in the house, the pas with the tavshil, everything should be the Erev Tavshilin. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's how we pass. So the Goyim held that so. The Goyim said, the Gemara says, Tzrach Lagmiya Tefach, doesn't mean for the purpose of the Kenyan. No, for the purpose of the Kenyan, maybe Rashi is right. You really need three Tvachim because of a Lavud. The Gemara means that when you make an Erev, Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tavshilin, you can't just make a declaration. With this Erev Tavshilin, this will allow us to cook. No, you have to pick it up at Tefach, like you have to shake a lulav. So you have to make an Erev Tavshilin, you have to pick it up at Tefach, and say, this is my Erev Tavshilin, with this Erev Tavshilin, or this is my Erev Chatzeres, with this Erev Chatzeres, I'm now permitted to carry. So if you learn like the Goyim, the Gemara is Bechlal not a Kasha against that. He's not talking about the Kinyan Hagbah. He's talking about the Maisa of making the Erev Tavshilin, or the Erev Chatzeres. But the Kinyan Hagbah, maybe you do need Shloshet Tvachim. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi here lishitosa. Rashi holds that hakvah and kol atorku hakvah always needs gimel tefachim. Hakvah always needs gimel tefachim. So the shaila is, what if I pick up something in my hand and I pick it up only one tefach? So Rashi says, you didn't pick it up three tefachim, then you're not kain because you didn't do a hakvah. So Tosfos asks on the Rashi, the boy gacham yochel, what are you talking about? There's a kinyan yad. Kinyan Hagboah is a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in Perek Hazor, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Hagboah Meshicha. Whether the Torah Mois Koines and Meshicha and Hagboah were an invention with the Rabbanan, Takonim with the Rabbanan. Oh no. Meshicha is Koine Men HaTorah. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. But Chotzer and Yad, everybody agrees. Tosfos says, the Pasuk says, V'nasam B'yodah. And it says in Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, the ganav is only chayv kefil if he made a kinyan ganav. Which kinyan ganav? It says himatzi simatzi biyado. Engli eliyado chatzer minayin tamalama himatzi simatzi mikol makom. So the same lashon that appears by the kinyan ganav of the ganav biyado and himatzi simatzi mikol makom is mar bechatzer. The same parallel drasha appears by the get. Benasam biyado. Engli eliyado. So the Gemara explains, why do you need two psukim? Why wouldn't it have been sufficient with one? If you would have the one pasuk menasam biyada by the get, wouldn't you be able to learn out from there to geneva? Gemara says, no. Why would you think that a ganav needs a kinyan geneva? He doesn't acquire ownership of it. So you need a pasuk menasam biyada. And then the Gemara says, well, once you have an asan himatzi simatzi biyada hageneva by the ganav, wouldn't I know by the get? The Gemara says, no. I would have thought by get there's no good. So you have psukim both by get and by ganef, and from these two, atzad hashavah shebenei, from these two we establish in kol ha-tarkula ma'amatzinu that there exists, these two kinyanim exist, the kinyan yad and the kinyan chotzer. So Tosfos says, yad is only in the hand, yad is in the mouth, any part of the body is yad. Let's say someone put something over here and I fold my arm, that's also kinyan yad, it doesn't have to be dafka in the hand. Rashi happens to be talking about the hand. Rashi says the fellow holds something in his hand, if he picks it up less than gimel tefachim is lovud, so he didn't do a kinyan akbo. And Rashi like ignores the whole institution of kinyan yad. He says, what is he ignoring? It's the abeferish of pasuk. Akbo needs gimel tefachim. Akbo, Tosfos holds, Tosfos tainas against Rashi. There's a gemara in Perek Azov. The gemara says, after this machlekes Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish, Rabbi Yechonah holds v'atare mois koinis. In Meshicha and Hagbo is only with the Rabbon. And Mishlokish insists, no, Meshicha Beferesh is Benatar. Meshicha is Beferish in the Pasuk, it's a Kinyan Derais. So it's a Machlek Zabiechan Mishlokish. So how should we Paskin? So Rav already said his piece. Rav said in Yavam is Dalam Advol, that whenever there's a Machlokish Rabbiechan Mishlokish, we always Paskin like Rabbiechan means. They took a consensus, took a vote, and that was the consensus. So Ruba the Ruba of the cases, we Paskin like Rabbiechan. There are three cases where we ask like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yechon. And this is not one of the three cases. So the pashtus is, based on what Rav has said in Yivamas and Daf Lamed Vav, the din should be like Rabbi Yechon and Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. Meshich and Akbar is only Medi Rabban. But then Rav says there in Perek Azov, after the Gemara quotes the Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, so Rav makes a statement, Kro umasnita misayale l'Reish Lakish. There's a beferish of posik in the end of Parshas Vayikra. And there's a beferisha masnita, a tosefta in me'ila, that sound like Reish Lakish. So Rashi says, Rava said, Kro masnita masayla le Reish Lakish, so the din is like Reish Lakish. So Tosfos says, how can it be? It's Rava speaking. Rava is the one who said in Yivam is daf lamed vav, we only pass like Reish Lakish in three cases. This is not one of the three cases. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, this goes to Rabbi Natan. When Rava said, Kro masnita, Messiah, the Reish Lakish, there's a pasuk, and there's a tosefta in Meila that sound like Reish Lakish. You just have to add on one word, lechayre, seem to support Reish Lakish, but you can easily dingza. That's what Rabbi Natan says. Kro masnita lechayre, Messiah, the Reish Lakish. He's not changing the text of the Gemara. The gears is Messiah, the Reish Lakish. But that's what Rabbi said. There's a pasuk in a tosefta that sound like Reish Lakish, but we can easily answer it up. And the din is, of course, like Rav Yechonah, like I said in Yavam, so daf lamed vav. We always paskin like Rav Yechonah. Yeah. So that's what Tosfos. So Tosfos's tain is against Rashi. The machloikis Rav Yechonah Reish Lakish whether Hagvah Mashiach is Benatar Medirabon, that's Hagvah Mashiach. But Yad is Menatayra. Yad is Menatayra. Chotzer is Menatayra. What is there to discuss? Chotzer and Yad are Menatayra. Rashi holds that the Yad doesn't exist. We mentioned the Ktzais has a discussion. The Gemara says, Chatzer Shalom Kainala Shalom Midaita. Let's say there's a Dovah Shal Hefka falls into my Chotzer, and it's a Chotzer. Hamishtamer is there. Walls all over the place. The neighbors can't climb in. And there was a bird was flying in the air, laid a golden egg, and the golden egg fell into my backyard. So I don't even know that there was a. I didn't even know that anything fell into the backyard. So the Gemara in the end of Bar Mitzvah, Daf Kulbein, the Gemara says, Chatzer is Shaladim Kaina Lo Shalai Midaita, even though he doesn't know anything about it. Chatzer is Kaina. If he knows that it's there and he doesn't want to be Kaina, so Tosis says, right, so you're not Kaina Bal Korchah. But if he does know one way or the other, so then Chatzer is kind of Shalom Midaita. So the Ktzos raises an issue. What about Yad? If you have something in your hand and you didn't realize that it was a Dov Shal Hefker and it's of value, so would you say Yad is kind of Shalom Midaita? So the Ktzos thinks it's probably a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that there exists a Kinyan Yad, and Chatzer is like Yad also. The Gemara just had a Shaila, whether Chatzer mitam Yad or Chatzer mitam Shluchai. That means, is it considered my yad or is it considered my shliach's yad? But everybody reads a chotzer as a form of yad. Is it my yad or is it a kinyan yad has been done on my behalf? But Rashi sounds like he's denying the whole institution of kinyan yad. Rashi believes in the kinyan chotzer, but Rashi sounds like yad is only an effect of kinyan if you pick that up gimel tochim. That's hakboa. So hakboa al pi pashtus, you have to have kavana likmas. If you don't have kavana, it's not kinyan. But the Ktzais thinks that according to Tosfos, the Pashtus is like Tosfos, that Yad is a separate Kinyan, and Chatzah mitam Yad, so just like Chatzah is kind of Shalom Midaitai, so Yad is also kind of Shalom Midaitai. Unless he has it in his hand, he has Kavana, he doesn't want to be kind, okay? So you don't shove it down his throat. That person is not kind anything Bal Korchai. The only time you kind of something Bal Korchai is Yerusha. The rich uncle dies, and then he leaves the Yerusha, and I'm screaming, I don't want it. So the Gemara says, you kind of balkar chach. If you don't want it, you can declare your mafkirit. But you can't just say, I don't want to be kind of the Yerusha. Abchor has the ability to, I don't want the pishnayim. Because it says, Kes abchor ben asnua yakir, los isla pishnayim. Los isla matone kaya rachmona. Matone, it's like matone. So if the guy doesn't want a matone, he's not. Not kind of balkar chach. But the regular chela kapshitas, the regular Yerusha is kind of balkar chach, the Gemara says.
That's when I'm loving Yerusha.
I don't think so. No. This is a Gemara. Nobody argues with this. That Yerusha is Chal Bal Korcha, just the Chelaka B'chayra, the Pishnaim is not Bal Korcha. That's a different shot. Yavam, okay. The Gemara has a discussion by Yom, because the Torah calls him a Bchor. It's also a Shaila. Maybe just like the Chelaka B'chayra is not Chal Bal Korcha, Yavam also. I don't remember. The Gemara talks about it. Yeah.
How do we have it?
How do we know?
You
ate the traces, then you can't do anything. It's finished, you did it.
You can't
back out to the deep, but what's it going to help?
That's called Bavasachas.
There is no din that requires you have to rip Kriya after the relative died. If you rip Kriya after he died, is about a good. But even if you rip simultaneous vasachas with the death, it's also good. So just like if you rip kriya turke de dibor of the death, so you say the death al pidin didn't precede the kriya; it was vasachas, because the halacha doesn't recognize a unit of time smaller than turke de dibor. That's that we saw by Yisachal Alisa. That's called the vasachas, even though there was a pause in between. But the pause in between touching the knife and cutting off the finger was less than kedei dibor, so that's considered vasachas. So Turk de Dibur is called Basacha. So there is no halacha that requires Dafka, the Kriya has to follow the death. If it's simultaneous with the death, is good. Because if it's Turk de Dibur, the relative dies and he rips Kriya right away, Turk de Dibur. So everyone would agree that is Yotze. But al pi halacha, it's considered as if it happened by Basachas. So Basachas is good. So what denami if it was in the reverse order? First he rips the Kriya and then the relative dies, Turk de Dibur. It's also considered Bevasachas. So if you rip Kriya the basachas with the death of the relative, you yaitze. That's when you say a chiddush on the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says towards the bottom of Lamed Amid Beis that in order to apply Kamblei B'Dirabina, you have to have B'Idna. If it's not B'Idna, you don't say Kamblei B'Dirabina. Are there any exceptions to the rule? Let's assume like the Ktsois. B'Idna means B'Idna, not that the Chiy Misa should PC. You have to have the Chiy Misa, the Chiy Mamad are both B'Idna B'Vasach. Maybe Turk the Dibur also good. So in the Gemara, you get the impression that Turk the Dibur wouldn't be. And the Gemara talks, he put it in his mouth, and the guy chews it then, and he swallows it. So the Gemara seems to be, the Gemara doesn't bring up the possibility of Turk the Dibur. Yeah.
He's done it already. As putting it in his mouth, was saying.
No, the question is, he puts it in his mouth. Does he have a Kenyan Geneva? Yeah. Does he have a Kenyan Geneva? But the Gemara wants to know, Aganef is Chai Beyonsin. But if when he simultaneous with the Chi of Geneva, the Chi of Onsen of the Ganav, there's a Chi of Misa, or Misa B'dei Shemaim, according to Abai's version of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, then you'll say, Kam Levi de Rabbine. So he puts the Tzar puts the Truma in his mouth, or a person puts Chelev in his mouth, and then he swallows it. So when he, the moment that he swallows it, that's Achila. When it goes past the base Habli and he can no longer retrieve it, he can't pull it out, so that's called achila. The Gemar Habliya, that's called achila. When you take intravenous, let's say you put the chazer into the body to intravenous, so that's not an Isar achila. Chazer is mutabano, so you're allowed to. If you have Isar, no, if you have chometz b'pesach in a liquid form, you're going to take schnapps and put it into your intravenous. You're gonna, if it'll be nourishing, so that'll be called getting ano from chometz b'pesach. You know, chometz b'pesach is also ano. But if you have something that's also achila, let's say a Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. If you take intravenous, that's not a violation of Yom Kippur. There's no Maisa Achila. It's really Eish writes like this. There were those who thought that if you take, you ingest food intravenous, by intravenous, that it's an Isra Achila. So he said, that's ridiculous. Achila is only when it goes, Tosis, the little Tosis writes.
It doesn't count at all.
It doesn't count at all. At the Bola Legamri, till the food goes down the base of Leah, in an irretrievable fashion, that's called achila.
Maybe to insert the IV though would be usher.
If it may or may not cause bleeding, then it's a dovashen miskav, and if it's a vadai going to cause bleeding, then it's a psikresha, then it'll be usher. But I think it, I don't think necessarily does it always make a chavola, it always causes bleeding. Ramosha Fasha has a tshuva that you're not mechuyif to go on intravenous. Let's say achoyla on Yom Kippur. So you're not allowed to eat, but it's a suffix akona. So you say, well, akal akal tchila. So why not tell him, go on intravenous? Why do you let him eat the food, eat a regular meal on Yom Kippur? Don't go on intravenous. Moshe mechuyif to do crazy things to go on intravenous. Normally, the guy eats every day. So he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Some tzaddikim, they don't have the heart to eat on Yom Kippur, okay? So they want to go on intravenous. But that's not, we don't recommend it. We don't require of people that you go on intravenous. If you're a chayla v'sukkah, it's suffix akana, so you eat your food on Yom Kippur, you don't have to go stand on your head to take intravenous. Yeah.
Is there any
raya
that totally divorce is one time period for something like kriya in dim daraisa? Maybe that's only true by dim daraisa.
Could be. We said it by Einis and Chalalisa. So the Poshab Shad there is, I think Shemishkop says on that Gemara, where Tosis says if he cut his finger, so first it became Nitma by touching the knife, and then afterwards it cuts off the finger. It became a Balmum after he was Makabal Tumah from the knife. So Gemara is, so Tosis says, since it's such a short amount of time in between, probably means Tefil Adibus, so that's called Basachas. So that's been again to Dinam Deraisa. That it's called basacha. Sounds like the halacha doesn't recognize an amount, a period of time shorter than kedei dibur. That's the pashtus and the gemara. Whatever happens to kedei dibur is considered a basachas. So nachamot. So we have a din of komle b'dirabine. It's only if it's biyidna. Yeah, but then we have a problem. The gemara quotes the din of rabbovin, five lines from the top of lamed aleph and aleph. The Omer Abavin, Azerik Chetz, Mentchilas Dal, Lesov Dal, Vekari Shirayim, Mahalichose. Shirayim is silk clothing. Mavadal Aram is Beshus Arabim, so there's a Chi of Misa. So the chiv misa is only completed when it lands, when you have a hanocha. And it ripped korish irai mahalichasa, the chetz tore some silk clothing in the middle while it's flying in the air. So the chiv baman preceded the chiv misa. Nonetheless, Rabbanan says that it's kam levi derabbanan. So what happened to the din that you only apply kam levi derabbanan if it's biyidna? So the Gemara has two suggestions. So the first suggestion is that you don't require that it should be biyidna, the chiyav mamon should be simultaneous with the chiyav misa. Chiyav misa is only when you have the hanocha. And when it's flying in the air, there isn't yet the Gemara Avera. There isn't yet a chiyav misa. But the mechayav of misa is there. Gemara says, akira tzarech hanocha. You're not chayav just for doing hanocha alone. The mechayev of misa is the akira with the havaras dalaramas with the hanocha all together. So even though it's not biidna, the chiyev mammon is not biidna with the chiyev misa. Chiyev misa only takes effect at the time of the hanocha, but the chiyev mammon is biidna of the maisa hamechayev misa. So the Gemara is the first version of the Gemara. The first explanation of Avin is that's enough to make kam lebi the rabbinei. That's what the Ras HaMeach has a suggestion. I'm chudid. Ras HaMeach is always sharp. Ras HaMeach was a genius, so he always has sharp things. So he suggests maybe Zorek Ches from Tchilas Dalet L'Sof Dalet would only be by Shabbos, because by Shabbos you have Tana de Bechizkia, that Bei Meshoigig Bei Memezit. So you see, you don't need a Chiyav Misa. Kavla with the Rabbin, it depends on the Maisa HaMechayiv Misa. But on Yontif, let's say the fellow did a Malach of Hoitzoah, he carried something that's absolutely unnecessary. According to some Rishonim, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. So then you won't say, Akira Tzarech Hanocha, you won't say, if the Chiyav Mamon is Chal simultaneously with the Maisa HaMachai. Maisa HaMachai is Lamalav Lamored by Yontav, because Yontav there's no Chiyav Misa, only Chiyav Malkus. And by Chiyav Malkus, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that you don't apply Tana the Bechizkia. Only by Chiyav Misa, when you apply Tana the Bechizkia, so there you say this word, that if it's Biyidna of the Maisa HaMechayev, then it patters from the moment. But on Yontav, where it's only Malkus, it has to be Biyidna of the Chiyav Malkus. Biyidna of the Maisa HaMechayev Malkus is not enough. Maisa HaMechayev doesn't make Kamla with the Rabbinate. It's only if it's Bemezid where there's actually going to be a Chiyav Misa. So again, so the first Lashon of the Gemara was that the rationale for Rav Ovin's din is Akira Tzarech Hanocha, that you don't require that to be idna, the Chiyav Mamon should be idna simultaneous with the Chiyav Misa. If it's simultaneous with the Maisa HaMechayev, that is sufficient. Then the Gemara says that the second Lashon, the second version was Inami, totally different Lashon, Inami Hasami Boy La Hadura La Motzi Mehadala. By Zorak Chetz, it's Chad Maisa. So whenever you have Chad Maisa, you don't require Biyidna. Hocha Matzei Mahadala. But by the case over here, where the fellow picks up the Chalev and then he eats it, picks up the Truma and then he eats it, so since Matzei Mahadala, he could stop in the middle, so that's not called Chad Maisa. It's only called Chad Maisa if I shoot an arrow and it keeps on going on its own. But if I'm walking, I'm carrying a knife. The Gemara gives an afkamina. Not Zorak Chetz, Ben Tchilas Dal, and Softal. I carry a sharp knife in the street on Shabbos. As I'm walking in the street, I keep on ripping begodim as I'm going, then I put it down. So that's not called Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa is only because I can always stop in the middle. So the second lashon on the Gemara is that whenever it's Chad Maisa, then you don't require the idna. Yeah. So we mentioned that the Tosis in Baba Kama quotes this idea to explain the din there. The Gemara says there in Baba Kama, a story of Kedisha Shol Chaveroi is Chai Mitam Odom Amazik. And then there's an Evet Kenaini tied up. The next door neighbor owns an Evet Kenaini, and the Evet Kenaini is in chains because the Yodan is afraid he's going to run away. So this next door neighbor makes a fire. He knows he's going to kill the Evet Kenaini. The Evet Kenaini has no way to run away. He's shackled down. So he burnt down the barn of the next door neighbor, Zodom Amazik, and he kills the Evet Kenaini. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says there that it's come lebi the Rabbinei. So Tosis says, how is it biyidna? The Evet Kenaini dies simultaneously with the barn burning down. He lit the fire over here. Then till the whole barn burns down. Then the other klein is at the other end of the field, all the way over there. So first the whole hezek occurs, then only later the fire keeps on traveling further till it burns the other klein to death. So it's not necessarily going to be biyidna. How come the Gemara doesn't bring up the issue of biyidna? So Tosis answers you don't need biyidna because it's chad maisa. They're accepting the second answer that the Gemara said. Inami lamotzi lamotzi mahadala. That's the Gemara's second answer. Someone has the key to the handcuffs. Yes, someone could release them. But right now, there's no way to release them. No one is opening them up. So when I make the fire over here, and then I walk away, so everything follows from that one maisa that I did, chad maisa. If I'm walking in the street with the knife and carrying, stepping, walking, ripping, that's not chad maisa, that's many maisa. But if I shoot an arrow or I make a fire and then it's koichoi, so that's called chad maisa.
But according to the other lashon, how would the Gemara there only fit with one lashon?
That's why the Rashba is not happy. That's why the Rashba is not happy with Tosis. Yeah. How did Tosis know to paskin like the second lashon in the Gemara? That's a strong kasha. Yeah.
Isn't Tosis assuming that not like Kiryas Hanafah is not about the Chiyuv Mechayev, that these seem to apply it by other cases in Shas as well? It's not like Hotzah and Shabbos.
Yeah. The Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis is bothered with the kasha from the Gemara and Bava Kama. Agmar says, Dark Chetz Mentchilas Dalas of Tara Kosher, I'm Ali Chosla, is come Levi the Rabbeinu. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha from Bava Kama that find on the base. What does it say there? A ganav who steals shorv says tvocha mechoro chamisha bok yishalom tachas hashorv arbetzon tachas hase. So the Gemara there talks about what if mocha b'shabbos? What if the ganav sold the behemoth, the shorv on Shabbos? Would the ganav still be chayiv dalad v'hei, or is there a hechitim that he'll say come lebi d'rabbeinu? What do you mean come lebi d'rabbeinu? The ganav has mechalo Shabbos simultaneously with the chiyuv dalad vehe. How could that be? So the Gemara says, the customer tells the ganef, you want to sell the shor v'seh, I tell you what, this is my chotzer. Zroh k'nei v'seh ha'lachetzri, v'tikna li k'nei v'seh. Throw over the shor v'seh over the wall. He has a wall around his chotzer. Throw it over the wall. And the behemah is in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. Behemah is a machlekes hatanoim, whether you say achayin or you say satzmai. Unless it's a behemah that's kfusa, it's tied up. So mistamah, the ganav tied it up. He's afraid the behemah is going to run away. So let's say the behemah is tied up, he can't go anywhere. By Odom, the Gemara says, everyone agrees that a chayna says satzma. So if you carry a person who's able to walk, that's not called the chilu shabbos derais. It's also mit the rabbanon, even if he's able to walk, but it's not a malacha derais. If you carry a behemah that's able to walk on its own, that's a machlekes hatanoim. And there are some, we paskin that the chayiv, but there are Tanaim who say, no, that it's also Achayinus, Esatzma, even Behemus. But if the Behemus is tied up, so then everybody's Behemus Choylo, or Behemus Kvuso, tied up, then everybody agrees that you don't say Achayinus, Esatzma, there's an Isser Hoitzo, there is. So the Gemara says, if the Ganev is staying in the Mshusarab, he has an animal, a Shorba said, that's tied up. And then he screams out, who wants to buy? And Shabbos says, who wants to buy a Shorba? Say, I'll sell it for $300, Shorba said. The one guy says, yeah, Zerok and Emsecha Lachatzri, but Tiknaylik and Emsecha, throw it over the fence, it'll land in my field, and my Chotza, and I'll be kind of with the King Chotza, and I'll pay you after Shabbos. So the Gemara says that it should be come Levi Derabin, because the Ganef did the Chilul Shabbos of carrying from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachar, he throws it over the fence, so that's a Chiyav Misa. And the Chiyav Mamon on the part of the Ganef to pay the Dal of the Hay is Chal when the Kinyan takes effect. So the Kinyan takes effect when it lands in the Rishus HaYachid, and that's when the Chiyav Misa is. So therefore it's Biyitna, so it should become Lebi Derabbeinu. So the Gemara says, Zem Bava Kama, wait a minute, how is that Biyitna? The din is that not only Chotzer is Kaina, when it lands in the Chotzer, Aver HaChotzer is also Kaina. So when the Ganav throws it so high, it goes over the fence, the minute it goes over the fence, maybe below the height of the fence, okay, even before it lands on the ground. It takes a couple of seconds till it lands on the ground. So the Chiyav Mamon is already there, because the Lokeach, the one who's buying it from the Ganav, is Kaina with Avir Chotzer. And the Chilul Shabbos is only complete when it actually has a Hanacha. Unless you would say kluta, kemishun chadami, we don't pass in kluta. The word tanoim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi El kluta, we don't pass in kluta. So the chiyuv shab is only completed when it lands on the ground. And the chiyuv dalad vehei on the ganef is chal when the kinyan takes effect. Kinyan takes effect when it's in the avir. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not a good case of kam levi derab because it's not biyad. So Tosu es takasha, but according to Rabbavin, shouldn't it be the same as Zarek Chetz, Menchilas Dalad, Stof Dalad, the Karish Yirai, Mahalichos? That's Tosu's kasha. Why does the Gemara say there in Bava Kama that it's not a good example of Biyidna, but Rabbavin says that it is Biyidna? So Rabbi Natan says, well, this idea of Rabbin is really a dispute, and Gittin, and Perakan, and Zokin, there are those who don't agree with Rabbavin. They hold that there is no such thing. So Tosu says that Gemara in Bava Kama, the final base, goes against Rabbavin. So you got to make up your mind whether you're going to pass like Rabbah or you're going to pass like that Gemara. So we said that in the yeshivas, everybody says over a teretz in the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik to have chidushi agrach mipi ha-shmua. And it appears in print in the sefer of Rab Chaim's Mechutin, Talichas Elio, by Rab Elio Feinstein. That was Rab Soloveitchik's other grandfather. Rab Elio Feinstein's daughter was Rab Soloveitchik's mother. And Moshe Feinstein's father was a brother-in-law. Rab David Feinstein was a brother-in-law of Rab Elio Feinstein. I think one of them took on the family name of his wife. They were not brothers, they were brothers-in-law. Anyway, so he has a sefer called Halichas Elio, Shadis HaTshuvas Halichas Elio. In the middle of one of the tshuvas, he has this shtikel Torah in a foot. No. He has chidushim in the end, he has tshuvas. He has other things in the tshuvas, but at the end he has short divrei Torah. So this is one of his divrei Torah. He wants to say a teretz that not like Tosu. Tosu says that it's a machlekes amarayim, and the Gemara there contradicts our Gemara. And anyway, it's a machlekes in Gittin. Whether you say akir tzarachano, whether you accept our bovins din. So the halichas Elio, when some said the name Rab Chaim like that, he gives a different teretz. He thinks it's a fundamental difference between mavadal and amis b'shus rabim and moitzim b'shus lushus. Moitzim b'shus lushus. There are only two moments of chiyuv that are crucial. The Akira and the Rishus HaRabim and the Hanoche and the Rishus HaYochid. And in between, it just Hechitim Tzabi Alma. Of course, it has to fly in the air. Otherwise, how's it going to get from the Akira, Rishus HaRabim, Hanoche, Rishus HaYochid? So that's not part of the Mechayiv. But by Marbadal and Amis, Rishus HaRabim, there are three parts to the Meloche. There's the Akira and the Rishus HaRabim, Havar Dal and Amis, and then there's Hanoche after the Dal and Amis HaRab. So the Alichas Elio is Medaik. The Gemara says, Zorak. Metchilas dalad asav dalad kavushirai mahalichosai. The chetz that he shot in the air ripped the beged, ripped the silk clothing within the dalad, within the first dalad amos. Let's say he shot the arrow further than dalad amos. He says after the first dalad amos, that's not part of the mechayiv. That's only hechetim tzibyon. You could have said the same word without saying it, but he even went so far that he was medayk the losh anegma metchilas arba lasav arba. The Koresh Yerayim, why? Because only the Akira, with the first Dalai Lama's flying in the air, with the ultimate Hanocha, these are the three parts, these are the three components to the Yisra of Mavu Dalai Lama's. And then it's Beidna of the Maisa HaMachai. But when you machnes from the Mishu Sarab into the Mishu Sayocha, the case in Baba Kama Dafayin, there are only two parts to the Machai. The Akira Mishu Sarabim, the Hanocha Mishu Sayocha, everything in between is just Hechitim Tzaviyam. So he says, that's the Teretz. Over there in Baba Kama, since it's Moitzim Mishus Lishus, so that you don't see Akira Tzarachano. It's not part of the Maisa Machayev. So when they printed this in the Chidush HaRagrach Mepi HaShmua, so they put in parentheses that it seems to contradict the explanation that the Baal HaMor gives in Masech HaShabbos, and the Ran writes the same as the Baal HaMor, that the Baal HaMor and the Ran both say the Maradal Anamis Mishus Haram is basically identical with Moitzim Mishus Lishus. When you have an object sitting in the middle of a Shus HaRabim, so the Dalai Lama's around it is the Mokam of the object. So when I pick it up and I put it Chutz LeDalai Lama'isav, that's Moitzim Mishus Lishus. The object was originally, initially in this Rishus, Dalai Lama's around it is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz, just like Dalai Lama's Mekom Mishal HaAdam. Dalai Lama's Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. And then when I pick it up and I put it down over there, it's basically Moitzim Mishus Lishus. So he's saying, it was a Baal HaMor, in Iran, they both say like that. The Gemara says that Mavad al Anam Mishus Haram Hilchas Gemiri Lo. So it sounds like it's Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. So the Iran poses a kasha Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. How do you give malchus? Let's say on Yontif, one who does malach on Yontif, totally unnecessarily, gets malchus. One who does malach on Shabbos gets skila, misa. One who does malach on Yontif gets malchus. So how can you give malchus on Yontif for one who violates Mavad al Aramis? Maybe you don't give malchus. But the Rani asks like that. How can you get malchus? You only get malchus if you violate an avera, which is dumya delav de chasim. So rule number one is, has to be upir in the chumash. If you only have halacha l'moshe mesina, like orla b'chutz lord, is halacha l'moshe mesina. So the Rambam says, mimele, there's no malchus. Can't be malchus on orla b'chutz lord. And even the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, that there is malchus for one who eats orla b'chutz lord. So Rav Chaim in the Sefer explains, the Gaonim don't agree with that klal. The Gaonim hold that that's a different kind of halacha l'moshe mesina. The Gaonim understood that when the pasuk says, ki savoyol ha'oretz, in Parshas Kedoshim, ki savoyol ha'oretz, when the tatim kol etzmecha, v'aralta losa sholoshana ma'reilim yelachem lo ye'ochel, so the simple translation is, ki savoyol ha'oretz, that's the mokum nihu ga'mitzvah. The mitzvah barlo only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So you have halacha l'moshe mesina, so it's a new iser. So the Gaonim understood differently. Once you have the halacha l'moshe mesina, you reinterpret the pasuk. He said, well, it's not the mokum nihuga mitzvah, it's the zman nihuga mitzvah. That this mitzvah didn't begin at Maimon HaSinai. Most of the mitzvahs began at Maimon HaSinai. Some of the mitzvahs began before in Mitzrayim. Some of the mitzvahs were given before Maimon HaSinai. But this mitzvah of Orla, the zman nihuga mitzvah, is kisavayel ha'aretz. When you will arrive in Eretz, so then the din of Orla begins, and once it begins, it's like Beim Oretz, Beim Chutz Lartz. So the halacha l'moshe mesina doesn't—it's not halacha that's mechadash anu. He said the halacha is mefarish, a different pshat in the pasuk. He said, is not the mokum niyoga mitzvah; it's the zman niyoga mitzvah. But the mokum is all over the world. So then it comes out that orla b'chutz lartz is mefarish in the pasuk. The chumash speaks about it. So that's what the Ran is assuming like this. The Ran is bothered with the question: how can you give a person malchus for being mabed al aramis b'shul sarabim man yontif? Maybe you can't. But the Ran assumes that David Pasha that you can. You give malchus. So yes, how can you give malchus if it's only Gemara says Hilchus of Gemiri law, it's only Allah Moshe Mesinai, so it's not Dumi the Lab the Chasima. That's the first cloud. Dumi the Lab the Chasima means it appears in Chumash, Torah Shebichzav. So he answers with this Balamor. He said that's what motivated the Balamor to come up with this Chiddush. The Mavad Al Aram is Hilchus of Gemiri law, the Allah Moshe Mesinai is Machadish, that it's a form of Moitzim Mishus Lushus. Because when a chayfetz is sitting in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, the Alaramas around it is the Mekom Mishal HaChayfetz. When I pick it up and I put it five Amas away, that's a Moitzim Mishus Lushus. So if you say like that, Balamar, then this whole Teretz van Alichas Eliyahu falls apart. Because even by Marva Dalaramas, the Dalaram is just a Hechetim Tzabi Alma. He did an Akira here, he did Anocha there. That's a different Rishus, and the rest in between is just a Hechetim Tzab. So the Alichas Eliyahu is obviously assuming not like the Balamar Nera. He's assuming that there's a fundamental difference between, maybe Tosis also didn't accept that Balamah. Maybe that's why Tosis didn't say that Teretz of the Alicha Saliyam.
How is the case of throwing the sheep over the fence any different than our first case of Bin of the coin cutting his finger off? Also, sheep's not going to be in the air for a total Dibur for two plus seconds.
I don't know. That's the question that we raise. When you say Turkey de Dibur makes a Bi'idna for the purpose of Kom Levi de Rabmine. So the same thing for the Gemara, by chewing. Also probably not going to be chewing it so long in his mouth. It's also going to be Terke de Dibur. So it sounds like Terke de Dibur is not considered the Biyidna. And then we asked, it should have been. Should have been. Should have been the same as by Yisachal Alisa.
Yeah. As someone like, it's also supposed to be by
Nitzach,
right?
Yeah.
So that we're understanding that here's a panapa, it's not trapped at all, right?
Right, right.
So Tosfos
understands it. Tosfos has a different understanding, right. Not the way we're understanding it all, right. Rabbeinu Tam has a different understanding. Okay, we will stop here. We'll meet tomorrow, we'll continue tomorrow. I think I'm probably going to start this year. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right? I think I'll start this year 1, 2, 3.